This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
America has supported Pelosi and Dems to protect Obamacare. It's getting pretty rough, Congressman. Is there going to be a resolution when you come to, like, tax reform or infrastructure? I keep thinking, where is it that the Republican Party speaks with one voice? Is there an issue?
Well, Chris, here's the real issue. If we're going to do something big, like reform the health care system, or take on tax reform, or even infrastructure, we're going to have to do it on a bipartisan basis if we want a sustainable, durable reform. That was the mistake the Democrats made back in 2010. You know, they jammed this thing through, they muscled it through on a partisan basis, and we've been fighting about it ever since. We, the Republicans, shouldn't make that same mistake. You know, you mentioned the Freedom Caucus. Look, there are some folks from the hard right. The White House is making concessions to folks in the hard right on essential health benefits and other issues in the 11th hour. And as they did that, they were driving away people from the center right. I mean, that's what essentially happened and why came apart.
You know what, Susan? I keep thinking that there is a majority in the House, a majority in the House to do infrastructure. There's probably a majority in the House to do.
Of course, Chris Matthews there talking with Charlie Dent, U.S. representative from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And, you know, he's exactly right. I mean, you know, we've been saying this from day one. When we're united, I mean, go figure, we work better. But unfortunately, this partisanship that has taken place, that exists on the Beltway, is making everything. It's just adding to the dysfunction on the Beltway. And how can they possibly accomplish anything? You know, Charlie's right that it's not going to be sustainable. The problem with Obamacare is that it was a single party driven idea and concept. And I said it was flawed, from the beginning anyway, because it was designed to fail. I mean, that's it. Jonathan Gruber designed this as one of the architects. He designed Obamacare to fail, because then that way they would eventually get what it was that they really wanted, which was single payer health care. And, you know, clearly, the brain trust, you know, surprise, the American people are a lot smarter than they think. They think just because they went to all these great colleges and they've got all these degrees hanging on the wall that they're all that in a bag of chips. But they're not. The American people get it because, our form of government is a practical government. When it says it's of, for, and by we the people, it really speaks of its practicality. So when you get people who come in, you know, these brain trusts, these geniuses, I mean, are you kind of fed up, you know, that here we got all these people working for the government, you know, it's our government, okay? This is our, you know, we own the keys to the vehicle here. We've given it to them. I mean, they serve at our behest. You would think it's the other way around, you know, because they want us to consider or to believe that we can't live without them. Really? You really think that? I got to tell you, I know there's a lot of grandmas, you know, in Main Street America that we could get to the Beltway and they'd straighten out this country lickety split. I'm telling you, it wouldn't be about bipartisanship, wouldn't be about a bunch of ego. It'd just be about fixing the thing. And we could learn a lot from the grandmas in this country. Hear ye, hear ye. Let me tell you. So, these elites that would want us to consider and to hold to this illusion, and let me tell you, it's a delusion that, continues to promote this concept that they know better than us. Well, I come from the real world that says there has to be a causal relationship. You know, what is the fruit of your choices? What is the fruit of your schooling and your intelligence? What is playing out here? What is obvious? What's obvious is we're $20 trillion in debt. We've got a military that's vulnerable. Our national security has been compromised. Jobs have been lost. People have given up jobs, their health care, and now they're out there working two, three jobs. They're working under the table. I mean, we are so bifurcated and disassembled right now, it's not even funny. But, I mean, and this is very, very injurious to all concerned. and we need to get this pulled back together. I am not convinced, I'm telling you. I'm sorry, but I'm not convinced there's enough leadership in the Beltway. This is why I think Donald Trump brings us something outside of the Beltway that is essential for a time such as this.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com and tweet. You know, tweet like crazy. Let me know your thoughts at B. Martinez Live. Get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count. Jenny Beth Martin is back with us. President, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, made a statement about Obama's announcement and new executive orders affecting Americans' Second Amendment rights. But we also want to talk about particularly the GOP health care plan and support for Judge Gorsuch. More importantly, that's what's really at the top of agenda. So forgive me for misreading there just a moment to be perfectly vulnerable with you right now. My mistake. Jenny Beth, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, it's so good to be with you.
Well, Jenny, let me tell you, I ever since our last conversation, we talked about activating the citizens of this country, what it would take, you know, that every day you had something to focus on and to encourage people what they can do. Because I think sometimes when we look at the massiveness of our government and what it's become, it has become a complex machine. Now, the elites love it this way because when it's this massive and discombobulated, it gives them an incredible amount of latitude for error and incompetency. But when we break it down and say, okay, this is a big elephant that we've got to eat, let's do it a piece at a time. And what the Tea Party Patriots have done is you've encouraged citizens to get involved on a daily basis, you know, something like 5 minutes a day, which I think is very practical.
It is. And we have to just, you're right. It seems very overwhelming when you look at everything that happens in Washington, D.C., and you think, wait, they're going the wrong way, or we need to correct this, or we have to do something about another issue. But we encourage people to take 5 minutes a day, even if it's only 5 minutes a week. We just need people to be active and be committed to being active every single week. And we have activities on our website for people to be engaged in, whether it is putting information on social media with your own personal network on social media, picking up the phone and calling Congress, or if it's taking more time and doing an event. We're going to be doing tax day tea parties in a few weeks. You could do a tax day tea party or something that takes a bit more time, but just being involved and showing up. That's what made the Tea Party successful, and that's how we're going to continue to be successful.
Exactly. And as we've been saying, and this is why I appreciate your passion on this, Jenny, is that there's heavy lifting required. We all need to get involved, and we need to invest something. For a long time, we didn't. We disengaged, and the elites took the ball. They ran with it, and this is why we're $20 trillion in debt. Our national security is compromised. Our health care system is imploding. This is out of control because it was never the whole idea of the Great American Experiment was never designed for a ruling class. It was designed for we the people. There's a government of, for, and by us. So the problem with the government is us, because we disengaged. We got what we, you know, what our choices have, have led to. So now we need to get control of our government once again. And this includes the health care plan. Clearly, the people in D.C. are ill-equipped to give us an answer for health care, aren't they?
They certainly have been in the last few weeks. I think that the people inside of leadership in the Republican Party do not understand just how much we across America do not want the government involved in our health care. Now, it isn't to say that President Trump ran on taking care of people who have pre-existing conditions and people voted for him to do that. We understand that. But at the same time, if we're going to help those people, we have to make sure that the things that we're doing don't interfere with free markets and they interfere the least amount possible so that the rest of us have affordable insurance and quality health care. And it's time to go back to the drawing board and get the repeal bill right. And it will happen. It's going to take more time, unfortunately, but it will happen.
Jenny, why can't the people just make their own decision? They're already starting to do this already. There's hundreds of, in a sense, kind of boutique doctor's offices that are offering a delivery service for $50 a month, for example. Dr. Alita Eck up in the Northeast, her and her husband and their group are offering health care for $15 a visit. And they're able to do this through the free market system. Dr. Eck has special dispensation, which has to do with tort reform. But I'm saying the people should activate and start working out deals and demonstrating and work the free market themselves. Go out there and find a doctor, a medical practice that will give them, if it's $50 a month, services like what these other doctors are doing. I think there's over 500 groups that do this right now, and their prescriptions right now, they're paying like 10 cents on the dollar for prescriptions because they've negotiated with these pharmaceutical companies a discounted rate. The pharmaceuticals are still making money at 10 cents on the dollar, but that just goes to show you how much profit has been built into it and how we've been built for so long. So if the people start acting and start doing that, forget about what D.C. does, because as you suggest, this is something that needs to be done at the grassroots level, and I support that. And I'm saying don't wait on them to get it right. We know what to do.
Right.
Let's go out and negotiate the stuff. If you need a catastrophic policy, go put the pressure on the insurance companies to give you a catastrophic buy. I recommend that. It's minimal. It's not going to be that expensive. And because then what it will do is this movement will force Congress to repeal Obamacare, all its silly and stupid regulations and tax penalties. That's going to go by the wayside, so you're not going to be affected by that anyway. Because I can tell you, personally, for many years, I said, hey, it's cheaper for me to pay the tax penalty because I have a direct pay relationship with the doctors that I deal with. And those doctors would much rather have cash today than to wait anywhere from 90 to 120 days to be paid by an insurance company, plus have a support staff that costs them anywhere to 35 to 40%. It's no wonder that an office visit that should be about 75, 80 bucks is now worth, they have to charge you $200 to justify it because of all these add-on expenses. If we go direct, go negotiate with your local doctors, you do your own health care. Let's call it the people's health care system. Forget about D.C. They're not going to get it. It's too mired in politics. You've got Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, the people that created this problem to begin with, who sit there on the sidelines doing an end zone dance because the Republicans didn't get it right, and they did nothing. They did nothing whatsoever to help the cause for we the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I love what you're saying about it. We don't have to be... We don't have to wait on the government. We know how to take care of ourselves, and we need to do that. We can't let them interfere so much the insurance premiums that people are paying $7,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 deductibles. What you're talking about is makes so much more sense. And we can step up and create our own system if the government's going to get in the way.
We're gonna do the Tea Party Patriots Healthcare Program, Jenny Beth. Let's just do it. We'll all band together under the Tea Party Patriot, logo, and we'll go design our own healthcare system, free market based, that'll answer the problem. We'll let D.C. do what they need to do, but we've got families right now in America that need healthcare, and why not? You and I can do that right now. We don't need Chuck Schumer, and we don't need Nancy Pelosi, do we?
Well, we certainly do not. It sounds like fun, Bill.
Okay.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it, Bill Martinez here, coming at you 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin, president, founder, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, is with us. Jenny Beth, here we were talking about people, being activated, having an activated citizenry, which is so critical, 5 minutes every day, and then you and I on the fly create a healthcare program. That I believe would be a huge answer for everybody. And, I think you may have come up with something absolutely brilliant here.
I think you were the one who came up with something absolutely brilliant.
No, I think it was you. But,
Something exploring.
Well, without a doubt. So we need to talk with, I think it was this one doctor that was delivery, I forget what they call it. His name, if I remember correctly, was James Brain. And the issue is direct primary care. That's the buzzword we're not hearing a whole lot of. And it goes along the lines of what we're talking about. And I imagine if we come to them and say, look, we got several million people here. I mean, how many million people do you think we could generate here? And saying, look, this is going to be the people's healthcare program. And $50 a month, here it is, you're going to have access, do all this, all your tests are covered for you, pharmaceuticals, 10 cents on the dollar. Who wouldn't want to do that on a mass level? And the heck with the government, we'll just be off and rolling, we'll make it happen ourselves, and truly will be the people's healthcare program, and not something that's contrived and branded out of the brain trust of D.C. because they want political credit for it.
Right, and if we can lower costs of healthcare for ourselves, we're going to wind up having more resources to take care of those who truly do need help. And we're a compassionate society, and we've often learned that we can do a much better job at charity than the government can.
Without a doubt. I mean, ever since the government stepped in, told the churches and all the other groups, get out of the business, and what they created was this incredible program called Welfare. And how's that been working for you? I mean, it's just a big mess. Again, it's our government at work for us doing something. As my dad used to always tell me, make sure you use the right tool for the right job. The government is the wrong tool for the wrong job time and time again. And, and I think this is the opportunity that we have with a guy like Donald Trump, who is the classic CEO. He's the classic chief executive officer. He gets it. He understands return on investment. And this is what's going to turn D.C. upside down. It's going to be a long, hard battle, and whether or not he can get it fully accomplished in, the 4 to 8 years potentially that lies ahead. He's fighting a lot of forces here right now. And, of course, it's that, again, is evident with the nomination of Neil Gorsuch, isn't it?
It is. And we've got to really watch that over the next week and a half to 2 weeks. Senator McConnell wants to confirm Neil Gorsuch before they go on their spring break at the end of next week. Mm-hmm. And now we hear the Democrats saying they're going to do a full filibuster and not approve him. So,
and you know why that is, right? Because we've got some things that are pending in the court that'll be heard in the first week of April. So if they can delay this past that time, that gives them a little bit more room to hopefully freeze some of these decisions that are critical. And, again, this is all manipulation and what they're doing. And I know that Mitch McConnell is a traditionalist. He does not he didn't like the nuclear option that Harry Reid introduced. He's kind of let the Democrats see the holster. But I think they're giving him little choice. He's going to have to take the nuclear weapon out of the holster and let it fly and get Gorsuch confirmed. What do you think?
Well, I think that Harry Reid already did that. I think that he's already, the ship has sailed, and it was only a matter of time before it winds up being used for a Supreme Court justice at this point. And you cannot, unlike legislation which can be amended, you cannot amend a person.
Right.
You either have to accept them or you don't.
Right.
And until in our country's history, we have not used the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees, certainly not the way, or for nominees in general, not until the last few decades. So it's not something that's gone on throughout our entire country's history. So I think we're going to have to watch it very, very closely.
I got to tell you, Jenny Beth, when I speak, I have like mini town halls every day. Whenever I'm around, people know, oh, Bill Martini, you do a show, you know. So next thing you know, whether I'm at a coffee shop or I'm at the, you know, health club or anything, next thing you know, we've got several people. It's like mini town halls that go on. And consistently throughout, regardless of party, people are impressed with Neil Gorsuch. I mean, they go, wow, we didn't, you know, as brilliant as Antonin Scalia was and how he served our country, and you're thinking, could there ever be anybody to fill his shoes? I mean, Donald Trump couldn't—he couldn't have found a more perfect candidate than Neil Gorsuch. He is very impressive.
He really is impressive. And when I was watching the hearings last week, one of the things that I really liked so much about him is that he said that the law is his client, and that he appreciates the difference between each of the branches of government, so that so that each branch is independent, and
right.
He's not going to try to write the law the way that the Capitol Hill does,
exactly.
And he's going to interpret it and respect the law and do so through the lens of the Constitution.
Well, this is where separation of powers.
We need all of our justices to do that.
Exactly. Separation of powers is so critical. And when you have judges that become activists, this is the other problem. This is the dynamic tension that is occurring in the rule of law, especially at this level, where you get justices, you know, evacuating millions of votes with a stroke of a pen. It's like, wait a minute, when that happens, we got serious problems here in River City, and that's been going on for way too long. I mean, it's one thing to be on the edges, and I mean, I don't believe in activism whatsoever. I think it's a huge problem. This is what's refreshing for me when I hear Gorsuch speak in the same vernacular as one Antonin Scalia, because he says the rule of law needs to apply. And when judges start making decisions, when people can say, hey, look, the voters didn't give me what I want, so I'm going to go to mommy and daddy, and I'm going to run to the next higher court and find somebody who's sympathetic to my cause, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, the definition of marriage is being redefined by one homosexual judge out of San Francisco. Why not?
That is certainly happening. They change penalties to taxes. They're making up law out of whole cloth sometimes on the court, and that's not the way our government is supposed to be set up.
Right. Interesting that they would do that for Barack Obama, but certainly not for one Donald Trump, and especially when the cause du jour, you know, in terms of our national security, you would think would be preeminent, and why you would not honor the separation of powers and the responsibilities of each of the elements of our government that is so critical for them to be able to do their job. And, you know, this is, I find to be problematic that things have become so political that our national security is being compromised to this moment, because you have activist judges that say, you know, just because it's Donald Trump, we're not, you know, we're going to block this. It's almost, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction, Jenny Beth, is saying, okay, fine, all the refugees get to go to Hawaii. Okay, we're going to just send them all to Hawaii, okay?
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is he has the authority to enforce immigration law. This is his authority. So it's a real problem what we're seeing with those courts, and it will ultimately move up to the Supreme Court, I think. And it's all the more important. It makes the next week's confirmation process all the more important. We've got to make sure that Judge Gorsuch gets confirmed in the Supreme Court.
And again, this is part of your 5-minute assignment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, listen to Jenny Beth. Go to the website. Engage. You need to be activated. Okay, raise your right hand. We're going to send you a decoder ring and a secret password if necessary. But you're welcome to participate. In fact, we are commanded to participate, because this is a government of, for, and by we the people. Jenny Beth, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and to get activated.
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. Or you can text with the number 388873, the word patriot. 388873, text the word patriot.
And Jenny Beth, let's move forward. Let's get this health care system for the people together, okay?
All right.
You got it. Jenny Beth Martin, founder, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, lest they forget, huh? Constitution, what a brilliant thing. Lest we forget, this is, again, why we encourage you. So many of us don't even know what is in the Constitution because we haven't checked it out. You know, you can't blame it all on the schools because it's not the school's responsibility. This is the problem when you point fingers at other people. You know, it's the old saying, you point one, you got three coming back at you. This is, you know, again, our design, the DNA, the construct of our government calls and demands self-responsibility. So you can't blame it on other people. You have to blame it on ourselves. We have the America today that we've created for whatever reason. But because we created this, we can uncreate it and get back on track. This is what it's all about. It starts with self-responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Craig Richardson is with us right now, Executive Director of the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute. Craig Richardson, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on. You know, I want to talk a little bit about Russia. You have written an article here, you know, speaking of the Russian boogeyman. Everybody is so quick to try to align President Trump and his support staff with the Russian boogeyman. But you go, oh, by the way, have you seen and are you aware of the Russian ties, shady as they may be, to Tom Steyer? Yes, Tom Steyer, the environmentalist. So tell us about that.
Well, sure. I don't know what age you are, but it sort of was deja vu all over again with this Russian thing. You know, I was a Cold War baby, right? And now,
yes,
like, are they really dusting that off again?
Yes.
But, like you said, we are, for better or for worse, a global economy. But when you're dealing with a guy like Tom Steyer, who's made billions in the energy sector, largely initially through his hedge fund Fallon Investments, which had investments in coal-fired power plants, and which still do overseas, and then he became a born-again green environment guy and big into renewable energy, wind and solar, about the time Obama took over and started pouring a ton of federal money into that process. And of course, we see,
you know,
now
and just for a minute, so people understand this, Craig, I mean, that's a pretty sweet deal when all of a sudden you can get your tentacles into the treasury of the people and be able to have that pay for all your experiment. Now there's no R&D coming out of his pocket. It's all being taken out of the people's treasury in the name of green energy.
Well, and I think you see this, and one of the things you understand about this movement is how big it is. I mean, somebody had pointed out recently that the annual income from climate change and green energy and around the world, it's a $1.5 trillion industry when you count in all the federal money, all the global money that's going into the UN, et cetera. So, yeah, there's a lot of money to be had in that. And like you said, when you sort of prop yourself up there and say, and they are all that R&D, your research is flowing through, and you have friends in that sector, yeah, you start to see why, well, you know, maybe this isn't about saving the world for our children. Maybe it's actually finding a good opportunity for me to invest in. And Al Gore did that. Al Gore was worth $1 million when he lost his vice presidency. And then within 8 years, he's worth $100 million because he got a bunch of energy clients, green energy clients. And then Obama became president, and most of those got grants through the federal government.
Yeah,
so
that's what we call a circumstantial windfall profit. You know, when President Obama came into play, and of course, then he gets all this money, the stimulus money, and where does he put most of it? But in these green energy deals, which, you know, being free market people that we are, God forbid that we call the question and say, what's the return on investment?
Yeah, well, I don't know about you, but you're not going to run Chicago off of wind and solar. It's never going to happen. But they seem to think so. And Jerry Brown in California thinks you can get there with 100% renewable, but eventually so.
Yeah, well, Jerry Brown is like Don Quixote, and Rahm Emanuel is his Sancho Pancho, chasing windmills out there somewhere. What do you think?
Yeah, chasing windmills and putting money right in your back pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah, not a bad gig if you can get it. But sadly, it's having a real tough effect on, you know, Europe's already done this. They're 5 years ahead of us. They've got people, ironically, you have situations in London where the smog's returning, and the smog's returning because they're burning books and wood because they can't afford to turn their heat on anymore because of the price of electricity. So now you've got unintended consequences. As you said, it's not free market. It's government picking winners and losers. Mm-hmm. And not only are they picking winners and losers, but they're basing it on who the billionaires are that support them to put them into power. And that's Steyer's case. Steyer has dumped $174 million in the last two election cycles into Senate races with people that he wants to get elected on this issue, which doesn't get anybody elected, but it certainly curries in favor with the establishment that actually hands out the grants. So that's sort of how the circular game works.
Exactly. Well, Craig, once again, we're reminded that you just can't cure stupid, can you?
Or greed, I don't know.
It all goes hand in hand. I mean, when you get these situations, so this is what's happened to our country, is that we've gotten, people have compelled the vote. They have found a way to use our money to compel the vote time and again, whether it's, unions out there, things that have been done, to compel people to vote, to say, look at, and I think it's a brilliant move on Democrats. I got to tell you, Nancy Pelosi, anytime you can use the people's money against them to pursue their singular cause. And when 50% of the people who put the money in the Treasury don't even agree with that cause, in fact, they're antithetical to it, but we just sit there and watch them stick their hand into the corporate coffers and rob us blind.
Well, and this is probably a topic for a different day, but this wouldn't have happened if you didn't have a corporate media structure led by outlets like the New York Times that are spinning this whole, the sky is falling. That's how they do it. They create these false crises, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, we have to do that. It's for the children, and then
Yes.
Everybody's pockets get picked. And like you said, they force people into these wrong choices or false choices, and then they have to vote for people to save the world, and none of it's true, and they're laughing all over the back.
Exactly. Well, our good friend Bill Fetter has this great analogy about how they're the ones that hire people to start the fire, and then they come out through the back door with the hoses and act like they're the champions of the cause and saving the very thing that they've created. I mean, the time in history, this has been a plan that's worked over and over again.
Hitler did that, right? That's how he became dictator. Yeah. He burned his own parliament down. So.
Right. Yeah. Nothing new under the sun. It just keeps on going. But if people aren't aware of this, then they're not aware of history. This is the dangerous part right now, the way our history is being rewritten, is that we're bound to duplicate it. We're going to repeat it, no doubt, because we're going to think, oh, well, that didn't really happen. Well, it wasn't well documented. This is the big sin of the mainstream media, is they're not documenting history, which is their reason to exist. And it's why some of them are not existing any longer. Why they continue to lose circulation is because they're becoming more and more irrelevant through this process.
Well, and thankfully for shows like yours and others, there is an avenue for people to get the information. However, as I know you're aware, they're coming after you using Orwellian terms like the Fairness Doctrine.
Right.
In order to shut down talk radio or provide, quote, equal time for their Marxist views. And the fact of the matter is, no, the free market allows you to speak. It's freedom of not only free market, but our Bill of Rights. It's freedom of speech. It's a very core constitutional values that they are attacking. Like, I can't even believe in my lifetime that I would actually see the affront they are doing to the Bill of Rights to try to shut down dissent and debate.
Well, Craig, wrap up this whole Putin fiasco. You know, what's your read on this? Let's get it summarized. We've got about a minute left.
Well, I mean, I think it depends on what, if you're talking about the Steyer, I mean, the bottom line there was he actually has, not surprising, because he's in the energy space, and Russia is a very important energy player in the world economy. You know, that Steyer has connections with oligarchs over there in energy, and yet he's here in the United States bashing Trump for this sort of what I think is a much ado about nothing. It's mm-hmm. probably more of a fight between Trump and the intelligence community. And you know, again, as I said, they're sort of dusting off this scary Putin/Russia charge as a way to try to beat up Trump on his way into office and to try to provide legitimacy to a failed candidate in Hillary Clinton. So, you know, I think the other problem is that it's such a distraction against major issues like we're talking about trying to get this economy back on its feet, trying to get health care done. We have opioid crisis in America, and all of this
exactly.
is a huge distraction because it's the way for the corporate media structure to beat this guy up and try to delegitimize him on his way in.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Craig Richardson, thank you, Craig.
Since Peirce and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kemp Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, you too have Ebola.
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Genentech, Stand Up to Cancer, and Genentech recently launched Be the Breakthrough, a campaign focused on educating Americans on how they can each play a role in the fight against cancer. One often overlooked way for people with cancer to be the breakthrough is through participating in clinical trials. Jack Whelan, patient advocate.
After my cancer diagnosis, I worked with my doctor to understand my treatment options and chose to participate in a clinical trial. Over the past decade, I've participated in 7 clinical trials and found this path gave me options and an opportunity to contribute to research that can help others.
People like Jack are part of the breakthrough because clinical trials may help new treatments and procedures become available to the public sooner. For more on clinical trials, go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org. There, you will find important resources and a confidential clinical trials matching service. Call 1-877-970-7848 to speak with a specialist or go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org for more.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the things that are important to you, the things you want to, you know, raise your kids up, you know, to believe in and to hold on to, something that our parents passed on to us, and hopefully we're going to pass it on to our kids as well. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Mike Pampantonio is with us, an American attorney and TV and radio talk show host. He hosts the show Ring of Fire, past president of the National Trials Lawyers, and is one of the few living attorneys inducted into the Trial Lawyer Hall of Fame, also hosts a weekly TV program called America's Lawyer. Mike, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, real quick, Mike, if we can get into this, you know, being a trial lawyer, maybe you have some say and insight into this. You know, healthcare is at top of mind right now. And one of the things that we hear over and over again is the need for tort reform if we're going to really, you know, move this healthcare issue along and really come up with some, you know, some true solutions here. What's your read on this?
I can give you the history on it, Bill. Lewis Powell, before he became Supreme Court Justice, was a corporate lawyer. All he had ever done as a lawyer was represented corporations who he defended when people sued him for that corporation, either causing him injury or death or maybe fraud or whatever it might have been, whatever type of corrupt conduct the corporation might have been involved with. It was Lewis Powell, who Supreme Court judge, who was their lawyer. So he came onto the Supreme Court, and he wrote, right before he came on, he wrote a paper. And the paper was, we have to do something about lawsuits. Basically, it was to protect corporations. That was basically the headline. Mm-hmm. And so what ended up happening is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce put together nothing short of what you call a hit team. They knew what the statistics were. They knew that for medical malpractice, less than 3%, listen to me again, 3% of the whole cost of healthcare had anything to do with lawsuits. They knew that in order to have corporations held responsible for their wrongdoing, that regulatory agencies wouldn't do it, because regulatory agencies such as the EPA or the FDA or the SEC had become had simply become an extension of whatever corporate America wanted. And that's because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce had so much money to put into this thing. So Lewis Powell started this ball rolling, and then Karl Rove took it up, took up the mantle, because he figured it was kind of a good knee-jerk, kind of a knee-jerk kind of topic. People who really didn't have all the information could be sold on the idea that, gee whiz, if you prevent your neighbor from being able to go to court when his child is killed from a defective product, if you can prevent your neighbor from going to court, then you're going to save money. It was called the reptilian mind. They did an entire paper on it. And that is, how do we get the average American to buy into this idea that lawsuits are bad? And it is by what we call the reptilian mind. Get your neighbor thinking that if it happens to their child, if their child is killed by a dangerous product, it's okay. But we're not going to worry about ourselves. We just want to save money. So they focused it over a period of years. And it worked, but now it's kind of taken reverse. If you look at trial lawyers who are go toe to toe with corporate America now, and you do you take a look at the numbers, the average American holds that lawyer in higher esteem than they do corporate America, because they've had so many decades of corporate America doing wrong. Look, corporate America is a good thing. Capitalism is probably the best system in the world, and it only goes bad when you have people who abuse it. And so trial lawyers are really kind of the last line in the sand, because regulatory agencies are useless. I mean, SEC, EPA, FDA, they're absolutely useless nowadays. The media has become kind of an extension of corporate America, because there's so much money, there's so much advertising money pumped into the media. Pfizer or Merck or McDonnell Douglas or DuPont, whatever, they're spending billions of dollars with the media. So the media is never really going to side up with the consumer where it comes to a story about a corporation causing death from a particular product, or maybe stealing money from mom and pop through Wall Street scams. Mm-hmm. You don't get the media covering that story anymore, because they can't, Bill. They're so tied into those media dollars that they can't do that.
No, that makes a lot of sense. They're not about to shoot themselves in the foot. The other thing that happens, you know, when you get these big judgments that come down here, Mike, that's problematic for me, is, here it is. It was with Volkswagen, big judgment, many, many millions of dollars involved here. The people that died got just a little bit. I would say the lion's share of the penalty went to the Justice Department. And my question is where did that money go? Did it go to buy shower curtains and parties or what?
Well, let me tell you where it didn't go. It didn't go to the lawyers who did the hard work. I know many of those lawyers. I typically handle those kinds of big cases. And when the Justice Department gets involved, what they do is they're helpful for being able to say to the other side, we're going to issue subpoenas, and they hold the threat of prison over their head. Sometimes they actually pull that trigger, not very often. But what people don't realize is that even after this corporation is fined and they pay this money, the taxpayer ends up having to pay that back, because we have such a crazy system that we allow Volkswagen to write off a lot of those fines and a lot of those penalties as a cost of doing business. Trial lawyers for many, many years have argued that that's a ridiculous system. That if a corporation, for example, I just finished a case against DuPont where they poisoned the drinking water of 70,000 people in the Ohio Valley. Those people came down with cancer and all types of illnesses, from children up to grandma, died of all kinds of illnesses related to the poisoning of the water. DuPont knew they were poisoning the water. They knew it for 50 years. It ended up in the drinking water of these people. It's called C8. They use it to make Teflon. And so when I settled with them for $900 million. But the point being, the way the system is set up is they're able to take at least some part of that and take it as a tax write-off, which is just wrong. I mean, you shouldn't be able to do that. If the company is hit for $900 million, then they need to be responsible for that. But in the end, I mean, the good news there is that these people now get medical checkups. The water will be cleaned up. The company is held at least responsible. This is, Bill, this is a perfect story where the media never picked up on it. Because why? Because DuPont's a big advertiser. Why would they?
Of course.
Why would they tell the story on their biggest ad, one of their bigger advertisers?
There's no way they're going to do that. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, this is a symbiotic relationship and prejudice, so it compromises the reporting. I mean, this is, you know, call it what it is. I mean, it's a form of fake news and propaganda that's being avoided here by the mainstream media. But, I mean, this is ridiculous that they would be able to write off a penalty like this. And, of course, DuPont, they're big enough that they probably have a policy against, these kind of these kind of attacks and lawsuits and that sort of thing. I say attacks, but lawsuits.
That's
and so,
for 5 years.
Policy is going to pay that off anyway, right?
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
it's almost like they're rewarded for getting caught, right?
Bill, let me run this by you because I know that you follow this. Understand that had private lawyers not gotten involved in that case, the EPA did nothing. Now understand, this is poison. This isn't even equivocal. They admit that it causes cancer. In their documents, they admit it causes cancer. They dumped it into the river, in the Ohio River, for 50 years. Okay? Now, don't you think that's something the EPA should say, well, gee, shouldn't we be involved? Well, no, they didn't get involved. They became an extension of corporate policy. It's the same thing we see with the FDA. It's the same thing we see with the SEC. So who is going to be there for the consumer? Government? Forget it. The media, no way. The court system, only if you have the right people going after these people. Otherwise, Bill, there's no risk. Go ahead and do whatever you want to as far as affecting the American public in a negative way, whatever kind of corruption you want. Go ahead and do it because there's really no price to pay. Now, even in this case, this is a company that made billions of dollars producing this product. Using this product, and they get away with paying $920 million. So the point is, you have to look at it in perspective. It's easy, Bill, to fall into that quick lawyers are bad. Sure, there's lawyers that are bad. There are media people that are bad. There are doctors that are bad. But if you really think of where is the line in the sand, it's this cat that says, "Look, I'm going to take these people on." Every case I take is a major case. It's against Bayer or Pfizer or Merck or Dow Chemical or DuPont or whatever. Mm-hmm. Every case I take on, I spend anywhere between $10 and $12 million just to get that case to trial. Sometimes we
next time you go to trial like that, can I carry your briefcase? I want to be there with you. I'll get you coffee. I'll do whatever. I mean, just to hang with you, Mike, because this stuff here, I mean, this
you'd
is
enjoy it. You would. The excitement is amazing. It really is amazing.
Well, the thing is like you, I'm disgusted on behalf of we the people. I mean, for them not getting the truth that all this stuff, it's like the game is rigged here.
If it's rigged
and limited, I mean, you're working the rules of the game because that's the way it is. But at whose expense? At the people's expense. But again, the theme of the day seems to be, Mike, is that if we're not going to be self-responsible, this is our government, and we need to be a voice. And if we're not going to speak out, there are just so many ways that we're getting had here, isn't there?
I can't even count them. And it used to be,
I know.
It used to be, Bill, that the way we avoided that is we had news people that would tell the stories.
Well, Mike, sadly, we're out of time, but you got to come back. Mike Papantonio on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Bill.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.